I've got the sunshine in my hands. You've got the sunshine in your hands. We've got the sunshine in our hands. Now let it shine all over this land. You've got to love the one another. Whoa, shine, shine on your brother, and the whole world will discover in the arms of every woman and man. You've got the sun shine in our hands. I've got the sun shine in my hands. You've got the sun shine in your hands. Now let it shine all over the land.
Talk Radio. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can call us at 347-327-9316. I do have a guest tonight. I mean, today. I'm always used to saying night, so you're going to have to pardon me if I say that every once in a while. But this afternoon, we have a guest, and it's Karina, and I am so excited of having her on today with me. And she'll be here shortly, and she will be taking your calls throughout the program. We're going to be visiting and taking calls and just seeing where Spirit leads us. But before we do any of that, we do this. We're going to open with prayer, and then we'll try to find Karina on my switchboard. I'm also, we're going to do some business stuff right now. For whatever reason, the people that normally answer my phones are not here. And so I need somebody that can volunteer to help me, you know, screen calls. A lot of you call into this program, you know how that works. It's not that hard. If you're interested in helping me a little bit, and I would appreciate it, you can drop me an email at spiritualawakening@ymail.com, and we would love your help if you would like to be a part of that, okay? So it doesn't take a lot of stuff. It just takes you being able to say hello. Okay? So I would love that if you can help me out. All right. This makes my job a lot easier when the calls are screened. All right. So let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for Karina and the gifts that she's about to share with us today. Father, Mother God, right now I just pray that you would just begin to touch her, that you'd use her voice to speak to our hearts. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for her life and the amazing things that you have done through her life to help other people. That's what her whole life's about. I don't know her, but I know her spirit. And I know by reading stuff on her website, I can just feel that she has a heart to help. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now for the listeners that are listening to this program, that you would meet their needs, whatever needs those are. You know, sometimes, Father, Mother, God, it might look impossible. You know, I don't like that word impossible, because there is no impossibles with you. There are only possibles. There are only possibilities. And Father, Mother, God, let us realize that. Let us get past the point of impossible, and let us get to that place of possible. And Father, Mother, God, let us dream bigger. Let us reach a little higher. And let us dig a little deeper into you and into the spirit within us. Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now for our world, that you would just bless everybody in it, that you would let us be the change that we would like to see in the world today. Gandhi said that so beautiful when he said, be the change that you want to see in the world today. So let us be that change that we want to see. And Father, Mother, God, more than ever, we need change. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for what you're about to do in this now moment in our lives, in this now moment, and we thank you for it. We surround ourselves right now with the white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen. Okay, now, since I don't have any idea where my guest is on my switchboard, Karina, could you do me a favor and push your 1 on your phone a couple of times to blink it for me, just so I can find your number on my switchboard? Okay, thank you. Okay, I think this is you, I think. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi, is this
Karina? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Great.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? That was such a beautiful start to your show. I love that prayer.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. And I'm glad that you're listening, because I don't have somebody running my phones today, and so it was like, okay, where is she? I thought you were down there, but I wasn't sure. You know, I can use my intuition sometimes, but it doesn't always tell me everything I need to know.
When it comes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Especially when it comes to technical stuff, right?
yeah, you know, well, yeah, because there's just, you know, sometimes it's amazing. Sometimes, you know, I can run my hand down the computer, and I have numbers in front of me of people that are on my switchboard, and a lot of times I can feel the energy of those people, and you know if that call is going to be a good call or not a good call, and that helps, but
yeah,
doesn't always work that way.
No, and I guess our intuition isn't always like 100% in tune, like, because we have, you know, better, worse days or moments when we pay more or less attention to, I guess.
Right. Well, yeah. And, you know, like with you, you know, through the years, I'm sure you've learned this, you know, we're not always 100% right, you know, and, you know, because there's so many variables in our world and everything is changing. I don't know if you're feeling this, but it feels like to me that in the last couple of years, the energy has just ramped up and it's constantly changing our world around us. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially in the, yeah, as you were saying, in the last couple of years and this year, wow, the energy is just so, like, swirly and intense, and I get a feeling that, you know, we ask for something, and then, bam, it kind of happens so fast, where before it would be, like, we would need more time, and there would be things coming up, and I just have a feeling that things are just really speeding up, so it's more about staying centered and grounded and not getting too caught up in things that are happening outside us, and just staying really focused more than trying to create what we want, because it happens so quickly. So, yeah, it's very exciting times to be living, I think.
Because I've been telling people that, you know, I've noticed this in my own life of how I'm manifesting things. And, you know, you got to be really careful what you're saying, because it's almost like instant, you know. And so you got to be really careful what you're saying, because you can manifest something you might not want to be manifesting as well. So you got to be really watching that and taking care of that. So let me go ahead. All right. And so now for people that don't know you, including me, could you just tell us a little bit about you? Whatever you want to share would be great.
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, first of all, I'm Swedish. I live in France, so it's actually nighttime for me right now.
Right.
And I've done like lots of different kinds of jobs, and it's really funny because the other day I was thinking, it's interesting how life is, because I actually have a major in communications.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I was working in marketing and communications, like, maybe 10 years ago. And now I communicate with my spirit guide. So it's like, didn't go that far, although that's not exactly what I had in mind when I went to university.
Right.
So now I do intuitive readings for people all over the world. And I one of the things I really love is to teach other people how to connect with their guides and how to receive messages and have, like, you know, access to their own guidance, which is, yeah, one of my biggest goals and like the biggest things that I really love doing. So I do that, and since I live out in the countryside in the southern parts of France, I don't actually have access to that many people, so it's really exciting to be working with people from different countries and connecting in such a wide, like, it's just so exciting how it's possible to connect with people from so many different places and living so many different lives. So, yeah, so that's mainly what I do. And then I just kind of let what I do kind of grow and how it kind of passes its own life. So whenever I feel like something is kind of pulling me towards it, then I try to go in that direction. So I don't really have a plan apart from that. Just doing things I love and
right.
connecting with people that, you know, I feel like I have really a strong and loving connection with.
Right. And now, Karina, did you come from an intuitive background, or is there people in your family that's gifted, or how did you come into this?
Well, actually, my mom's really, really intuitive. Like, when I was a kid, she would always dream things, and then she would those things would happen, or she would dream of people, and then she would meet them. But I as a kid and as a teenager, it was kind of part of my life, but I thought it was a bit exaggerated, and I was just like, oh, I wish my mom was just like everyone else's mom, you know?
Right.
But then I don't really have... it wasn't much more than that. And as a kid, I had a really strong connection with nature. I was always outside, and I remember communicating, although that's not exactly how I would have described it back then, with like trees and animals, and I had a really strong kind of natural connection, like a lot of kids do. But it wasn't more than that. I was just more interested. And then I did a workshop like almost 12 years ago, in Sweden, where I learned how to connect with my spirit guides, and that's when it really started for me, when it was just like I kind of opened this door, and it was like, it was kind of new, and at the same time it felt like I'd always been doing it, and I just felt like this is what I'm here to do.
Awesome. Now you mentioned your spirit guide, and you mentioned that you do workshops. Now, how was that when you, because I know how it was when I first met my spirit guide, but how was that for you, and how did that come about? And the other thing that, you know, we probably get into a little bit is how, if maybe somebody's listening to us right now saying, okay, hey, what is a spirit guide, and how can I communicate with mine? So maybe we'll get into that as well. But when you first started with your spirit guide, how was that for you? Were you a little nervous, or was it just open to that?
Yeah, I was nervous, and I was thinking maybe I can't do this. Maybe it's just for some people, and, you
right.
know, those kind of thoughts that I think a lot of people have.
But right.
It was like the pull to do it and to try to connect was so much stronger, so I couldn't not do it somehow. So I tried with a couple of books first. I tried reading books, and I was trying to do these different visualizations, but I think I really needed to have someone show me how to do it and to meet people who were trying at the same time so that I could, you know, try
right.
with them. So that was really good. And then when I started, it was such a beautiful experience, because I guess you can't really imagine what it's like before you actually do it. And it was just so loving, and there was so much light, and it was, I think the feeling was what was really amazing about it, like how it makes you feel inside. It's just like, yeah, it's so beautiful. So that was like my first experience, and then yeah, that's when it kind of clicked for me, and I was like, okay, I have to, this is what I'm going to do, and I want to, you know, do it for other people, and I want other people to be able to connect with this part, because it's, to me, our spirit guides are like their own energy, but then kind of parts of us too, as if we're, yeah,
right.
It's, as if we're resonating together or something like that. So it's also like really connecting with the deep part of ourselves, and that's, I think that's such a valuable thing to know how to do in life, because that seems really solid and reliable somehow when everything else is changing.
Right. Yeah, because I know for myself, you know, my spirit guide is named Steven, and my spirit guide, you know, is almost like my best friend. I mean, you know, those are the moments when, you know, when things are changing, because I'm not big person on change a lot of times. So he's stable. He stabilizes that and says, it's going to be okay, Michael. You don't need to get so nervous. And so, you know, he helps me with that. And now I don't know if you feel the same way, but I feel like that a lot of times our spirit guides come to work on different areas of our lives. Would you agree with that or not so much?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They're for sure that they're good friends. And it's so funny how we get so worked up about things where, you know, our minds start going, oh, you can't do that. And we get all scared and confused. And then it's so nice to be able to come back to your spirit guide, who is just like, okay, just take it easy, breathe, one thing at a time. Yeah, and they definitely get us to do a lot of work.
Well, and it's just like, you know, I don't know if you feel this way, Karina, but, you know, it's just like a relationship. You know, it's just like with any, you know, with anybody else, you know, except, you know, they're in spirit. You know, we can't really see them that much. I mean, I can sort of, you know, sometimes when my spirit guide does show up, you know, it does come in different forms at times. But a lot of times it's just a feeling that I know that he's around me. And you know, I don't always see him. But it's like a relationship no different than the way I'm talking to you is the way I talk to him and communicate. And I think that a lot of times our minds make spiritual things way out there that we can't do it, you know, with anything in the metaphysical world. Our minds say, okay, no, that's for somebody else, and, you know, no, I don't know about it. But, yeah, you know, so, you know, I would just tell people to relax with it. Now, with you, when you do workshops, because I find this very interesting, when you do workshops now, if somebody is listening to us right now that doesn't know about this, what kind of advice would you give that person to begin with?
It's funny that you say that, because, yeah, I tend to say that to people a lot, to just relax and, like, have fun with it and not get too serious, because I think that when you get too serious, you kind of get all tense, and somehow kind of, it's difficult to actually feel them, because you have to kind of open up a bit, and it's, yeah, that's a bit tricky. So what would I tell them? Well, I think something that can help is to go somewhere where you feel good. Like, you can go to, like, a special place outside. I really like talking to my guides when I'm outside. Like, if I have a, you know, if they have a special place they love, like a special tree or a place, you know, like the ocean or something, and just go somewhere where they feel good and where they feel naturally kind of open and intuitive, and maybe start there, and then kind of just quiet down and try to breathe slowly and just turn inwards, and then just ask like a simple question, just, you know, maybe ask the guides if they can like feel their energy and not get so caught up in, because sometimes I think some people get really caught up in the fact that it has to be like a message and it has to be words and it has to be really clear, as if, you know, like when we're talking to each other. And I think the first times when you communicate with your guide, it's not necessarily that clear. It can be more of like a feeling or like a bit of color, maybe something in it, like something a bit more, not so exact. So I think just trying to be open for the communication to be any type of communication, because some people really just receive images all the time, and it takes them a while to get to, like, the, like, words or sentences. So just try to relax and really invite them in, and just try to kind of sit with the guys and not give too much space for, like, lots of self-doubt and, you know, can I really do that? And just kind of relax with that and not get too caught up in their heads, which can be tricky, of course.
Right. Yeah. Well, because I think a lot of times when people are working with anything in a metaphysical world, I think we have expectations of what that's supposed to be like. You know, I know that when I first started in doing this, you know, I had some expectations. Well, none of what I thought was going to happened right away, you know. And it's like,
yeah.
Okay, it was like, okay, that is not what I expected. And so, you know, and I sort of was missing, you know, I was sort of missing what my spirit guide was trying to show me, because I was thinking, okay, well, he's going to come and just start talking to me. But when I first started with my spirit guide, it was a feeling, you know, because I think everybody's, you know, everybody's gifts are different. You know, some people do hear, you know, and see and feel. And so you got to know what works for you. What is your main gift that, you know, how's that going to communicate with you? And a lot of times, for a lot of people, I think it is through feelings. Would you agree with that? Because I think
that's so spot on, because sometimes people get really caught up in the fact that it has to be a certain way, so they try really hard to get them to communicate in that way. Well, if they could just relax and be open, then their way is going to be the easiest one that comes almost right away. So, yeah, definitely. I think that's a big, big part of it.
Yeah, and I also find for myself, anyhow, my spirit guide, he's funny for one thing. I mean, he's hilarious at times, but you know, he'll show me weird symbols and do interesting things. But a lot of times, one thing I've noticed with Stephen is he uses music. You know, I'll get in the car, and if I'm having a bad day or if I'm having a question, all of a sudden there's a song that comes on the radio, and the first time I'll miss it, but you know, if I keep hearing it over and over every time I get in my car, then I'm thinking, okay, there's something going on with this song, and most of the time the answer is in there, and you know, and I think we're missing those kind of things, you know, because we're expecting, you know, trumpets to blare, lights to flash. I don't know what we're expecting,
yeah.
but it doesn't work that way all the time. Would you agree?
And that's such a beautiful example of songs. I haven't even thought of that, but yeah, I think you have to be really open. To me, I get a lot of messages with, like, animals, and even animals who kind of come up to my car and they just stand there, like, okay, this is a sign, just because I'm not paying attention that day, so the signs have to be really obvious. So yeah, I think we have to really open up to. So there's so many ways to communicate, right? I mean, it's not just like when I first started, when I did that workshop, actually the first messages I got were really written, as if I could see, you know, someone writing, but the handwriting. So it was really kind of clear, but I think for most people it's probably not like that to start with. So just being really open to it, because, yeah, there's so many different ways of communicating.
Right. Well, and one thing that I like about your energy seems really fun. And I think that the more relaxed we are with the metaphysical world, I think that we just take it too serious sometimes. We think that it has to be this serious, you know, sit-down thing, and all of a sudden this is going to happen and this is going to happen. And the one thing that I think that Spirit really wants us to do as we move into these new energies that are on our planet now is just have fun. You know, enjoy life, enjoy the moment, and you know, and just go with the flow. I think that a lot of times as humans, we just get way too caught up in the serious stuff, which, you know, keeps us from flowing into the spirit within us. So, would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's such an important part as well, to just have fun with it and to relax and have a good laugh. And it's funny because, you mentioned that your spirit guide is really funny, and, yeah, mine too, especially when I get really cut up in, like, serious stuff and have to be serious and spiritual. But then they just kind of say something, and I'm, like, you know, falling over laughing. And it's just, I think that's really great because it's you have to relax when you laugh, right? And I think it opens stuff up as well when you laugh. And it's just because, as you said, I think we're here to have a good time, too, and to enjoy life and to have fun and to, explore things and not get too... Because whenever we get so serious, it's more our minds trying to figure out and also what it means to... I don't know if you've thought of that, but, like, how people see you as you... As you are a spiritual person and you do spiritual stuff, like as if sometimes people expect you to be a bit serious and you like kind of, I don't know, guru kind of type. And I think it's, I'm always drawn to people who are more like really down to earth and fun and really human as well, because otherwise it gets really boring.
And you mentioned this, you know, like when you get serious, your spirit guide does something funny. There was a time that I was on air, and I was at a, you know, I was like all serious, and my voice got really deep, and I was like, you know, really serious. All of a sudden, I glanced up, and my spirit guide had a party hat on. He had balloons, he had a red nose, and he was dancing around. And so I was like, okay, so it does help us relax, you know, and I've also noticed, like, when I do, because I do mediumship events and stuff sometimes, and, you know, I always try to open with something funny, you know, to get everybody, because everybody's nervous and you know, to break that, you know, because everybody, again, they go to those kind of events expecting something, you know, I don't know what they come expecting, but you know, a lot of times they're all nervous, so it takes a while to, because I noticed that with me, anyhow, it's easier when I can pick up on people when they're relaxed. And when they're laughing and when they're not so, you know, grabbing, white knuckling the tables and, you know, holding on. But, you know, for a lot of times, well, and I think also the one thing, Karina, I think that does a lot of injustice to the spirit world is Hollywood and how they portray the spirit world. And I think that has caused some confusion for a lot of people. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, the image people have of things spiritual, and how sometimes people expect you to say something like they tell you they don't want bad news and they don't want anything horrible, and I don't know about you, but I never receive any horrible information. I mean, sometimes I can pick up on, like, painful things or emotions that need to come up so that they can be healed, but never any, like, bad news in the way that you see in, like, TV shows. So, that definitely doesn't help people to feel relaxed when it comes to, like, spirituality or any of that.
No, because, I mean, because I don't do that either. You know, sometimes I might see a potential of something that I might need to discuss with you, but, you know, that's just a potential. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's just something out there that I need to, you know, let you know that a possible thing coming up. So, but yeah. But there's some people waiting to talk to you. Are you ready to take some calls?
Yeah, sure. This is going to be fun. I was like, just before I got on the phone with you, I was just like connecting with my heart to everyone who is calling in and everyone who is listening. And I was just like, oh, this is such a beautiful world we live in, though. I mean, on that spiritual level.
Right. Well, and the one thing that I think is so exciting is, you know, when I first started, you know, on Blog Talk years ago, you know, I thought, man, you know, this is a great resource because we're reaching people that I wouldn't reach otherwise, you know, and the technology of our planet has advanced so much that, you know, and I believe that Spirit's using this, and I believe that Spirit will use us more and more as we open up to Spirit and to be able to reach more and more people. Let's go ahead and find out who's on the other end of 860. You're on with myself and Karina. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Karina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, you have a question?
This is Susan.
Okay,
hello?
Can you say your first name again, please?
Susan.
Okay, Karina, go ahead.
Okay, so hi, Susan. Do you have a question?
No, maybe just general, combined with like the spirituality that I'm working on, something like that.
Okay, so you would like to know something more about the spirituality that you're working on right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
Always come back to your heart. That's where it happens. Don't get too caught up in the technical aspect of the spiritual work you're doing or in how to do it or practical things. Just always go down into your heart and open up and feel that connection all the time. That's what's going to open up for so much for you, both when it comes to your spiritual gifts and also in your relationships with other people. So try to go down more into your body and into how you feel so that you can really embody the spiritual principles or the techniques you use, because that's what's going to bring you a lot of joy.
Bringing a lot of joy.
And this connection is going to grow stronger. So just keep walking on the path that you've chosen,
mm-hmm.
and have faith in you, because you have incredible capacities and you have a very big heart. So that's the most important thing.
How do you know when you connect with your guides?
How do you know when you connect with them?
Can they tell me, like, when they're connecting with me, how? Is it when I'm hearing the their words? Like, I don't hear them, but it's like a telepathic thing where I hear melodies.
Definitely. There's so many ways that they can connect with you, but in general, if you feel that this could be your guide, then I believe that that's when they are talking to you. So it can be a melody, it can be a feeling, it can be just like energy going through you, or it can be like a color, or because they're with you all the time. It's more that at some moment you pay attention to them.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just get more of an energetic connection than others.
Yes, exactly.
For me, anyway.
Sometimes that's easier to pick up on the energy that they're, because that's really strong. So what you can do is you can try to stop at that moment and try to go deeper into that connection without necessarily having to ask them anything. Just try to really be in that feeling and see if it grows and how it changes. And then when you feel it, the more you feel it, the more you can maybe ask them things, or maybe ask them for signs. Like, you know, if you're not sure, you can really try to tune in and say, okay, can you give me a really clear sign, or so that you kind of tell them what you need, so that you can kind of get the proof you need, or for you to feel that it's really a connection that you have.
Oh,
sorry.
Unmuted.
That's why. So you can just try to be clear with them as well, and just let your relationship kind of grow over time, and be clear with them as well what you would like. I know that sometimes when I'm in a situation where I feel really nervous, or I'm meeting people that kind of impress me, then I always ask my guides to give me like extra strength, and I can usually feel them more when I ask, because I really need them at that time. So you can really try to, they love that, our guides, they really love when we ask them for more help or more support, because they're like waiting for us to ask them for more support.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully that helps.
It does. Thank you very
All
much.
Right. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling, Susan.
My pleasure.
Are you okay with the buttons, Michael? Hello.
Hello. Hi, I hear you, but I don't hear Michael.
Yeah, me either. Okay, well, maybe we can start, and then we'll see if he finds the right button so he comes back.
Okay. Well, my name is Ellen, and I enjoyed what you said about communicating with your guides. I've been anxious to do this, and I haven't. But I like your idea of actually taking a class, and maybe that's what I need. In any event, I called to see if you can tell me whether or not my guides have a message for me or a message. Yeah, have something to say to me.
Okay. Sure, I'll see if I can tune in to you. And, yeah, taking a class can sometimes be a bit easier because you have someone that you can ask them for questions and you can share with the other people who are learning as well. That's what I really liked when I took my class.
Yes.
Love yourself. That's the most important part. And know that when you have a feeling of love in your heart and in your body, that's when your body softens and that's when you open up. So think of something or someone you love, or go back into the love that you can feel, if you allow it, for yourself. And then feel this energy around your heart and in your body, and ask it to expand. And then you can invite us into the space, because we love this kind of energy, and we love this loving energy that is inside you. So this is like a welcome party.
Okay.
And that's when we feel as if you're opening up to us. And also, we can feel how you long to connect with us. And we want you to know that this is an important path for you to take. And have faith that the right people and the right venue will arrive when you're ready for it.
When I'm ready for it. So it sounds like they don't think I'm quite ready for it yet.
They can feel that you're wanting it, but sometimes between wanting and being really ready, there's still some space to really kind of grow into that feeling of wanting something, because it's actually well, I guess communicating with your guides in one way is quite simple and natural. And at the same time, the energy is really strong, and you'll feel how you kind of evolve somehow energetically. So it's good if all of you is really ready to kind of, embrace that.
Okay. So thank you for the message. It sounds like I have some work to do.
Yeah, but it's a sound like, it's going to show up, and you're on the right track.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, Michael.
Hi, I'm back. yeah. I was having technical difficulties or something. That's the funny thing about live radio. And plus, sometimes I think that Stephen does that kind of stuff to keep me out of my head and all that seriousness that I get into sometimes. And so, just saying, hey, it's okay to be human and, push the wrong buttons at times. So.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's good because it's such a relief for everyone when we're human, because that kind of takes the pressure off as well.
Well, right. And I don't know about you, but I think a lot of times when people look at you or me, because we do this, I think that a lot of times they put us up on pedestals, or they think that we're, different than them somehow. And I think that a lot of times what I try to do is say, hey, I'm just like you. I have the same problems that you face on a daily basis, probably. I'm just, learning how to do it, and then teaching you as I learn.
Yeah, definitely. It's not like we don't have the same challenges.
Right.
Like that happens sometimes when people ask me about my relationship, because I'm married and my husband. So some people seem to think that just because I do a lot of spiritual work, then my relationship is like all like smooth sailing,
right.
And we just talk about nice spiritual things all the time. And I'm like,
right.
No, not really. I mean,
right.
We do too, but
yeah.
If they meet my husband, they would be really laughing hard if he heard that.
Right. Well, because and I think that we go through all this stuff just like everybody else, so we can learn how to do stuff. Our spirit guides working with us, showing us different tools, different ways of doing things, and then sharing that with other people and saying, hey, this is what I do. It might not work for you, but try it and see, And that's what I tell people when I'm counseling them or talking to them. I say, this is what I did. This helped me. I don't know if it's going to help you, but you might as well try it. What do you have to lose at this point? because you're already...
Yeah.
You're already having a bad day, so, you might as well try it. So, but yeah, and I think with working with spirit guides, I think, sometimes, with myself anyhow, it was just, it was that expectation. And one thing that I did that I wouldn't advise people to do is one day I was sitting in my living room and I told a story, and I didn't know much about spirit guides. I didn't know much about the metaphysical world when I first started all of this, and I just said, hey, if you're a spirit guide and you want to communicate with me, show yourself. Well, the next thing,
great.
The next thing that happened, I saw this blue light thing materializing in my living room, and it scared the daylights out of me. So I was like, okay, maybe not.
Be careful what you ask for, right?
Right, I know. Because I was like, okay, maybe not so much. Okay.
Yeah. A small sign. Yeah, that's really funny. I've heard stories of people doing that too. And then the guys kind of show them all the different lives they've had or things like that.
Right.
And it just really scared them. So, try to be really specific when I ask, right?
Yeah, baby, I would do baby steps to your spirit guide, because that was because I didn't want to communicate again for a while, because I was like, whoa, that just scared the daylights out of me. Can you not do that? And then and then I could hear the laughter. It's like, well, you asked, so. It's like, okay, it's not my fault. You asked for me to come, so yeah, it was just fun. Looking back at it now, and I think a lot of times with metaphysical stuff, it is that, that trial and error thing. It's like, okay, you got to be really careful with spiritual things and be very precise on what you're saying. We mentioned it earlier about, how the energies have changed so much about, things are happening a lot faster. So we got to be really careful, with what we're asking and how we're asking for it.
Yeah, and I think it's really important, because I don't know how you feel about that, but I often get the feeling that things are happening fast and the energy is really intense. So we are being asked to really grow as humans in order to be able to kind of deal with this energy. So we have to be like, we have to take care of ourselves. I feel like a lot like I need to ground myself, spend a lot of time outside, be really kind of really nourish myself and rest and take really good care of my body and have a like a good balanced life, like a human life, so that I can really so I can handle this energy, because otherwise I would just be like buzzing all the time. I tend to do that a lot anyway, because
right.
I like that stuff, but but I really feel like it's more, and even when I do my workshops, I get a feeling that now people don't need so much help in like opening up and,
right.
and like hearing their guides. They need more help to be really grounded so that they don't get too high when they do it, because it's like we all have so much more, it's as if we have all, it's so much easier for everyone to connect and to do like all these cool spiritual things. So we really have to, yeah, stay focused and centered instead of, in order to be able to deal with it.
Right. Yeah. And the one thing that I've noticed as a medium, you know, the one thing I've noticed is that the veil between the spirit world and our world has thinned so much. Yeah, it doesn't take as much. You know, back in the day when people channeled and stuff, you had to go into a deep trance and a whole bunch of stuff that we don't have to do anymore, because that it's thinning, and so, you know, and we have easier access now than what we used to, because we're more open. And I feel like it's just us being more open to the spirit world, you know, saying, okay, yeah, you know, there is something, you know, bigger than me. I might not totally understand it, but I know it's there, and I want to be open to that. And it's just that openness. I feel like that it's just, you know, us being open to change, us being open to what spirit wants to do in our lives, and not to be afraid of it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's not so much about trying to do more, have
right.
more, be more. It's more like just opening up and like, yeah, cleaning out everything that kind of holds
right.
us back. But we don't have to try so hard to get anywhere. Yeah, definitely. So it's really interesting, because it does feel like things are speeding up and so fast, like just in
right.
a couple of years. It's really exciting. I feel like I'm really excited about this year, because 2013 for me so far, and for like a lot of people I've done readings for, it just
right.
seems like such an exciting year, and so many things are manifesting quite fast, and it's
right.
and there's a lot about community and doing things together and really like really creating a new world, and I think that's so awesome.
Yeah, and it's needed, definitely.
Yes.
You know, yeah, and the one thing that I've noticed with my own self, and again going with this year, is, you know, of how, you know, the other day I said, man, you know, I would like to have some readings immediately. I mean, it was immediately. It was like within the next 5 minutes, you know, I looked at my computer and I had a couple of readings. And I was like, that's awesome. And so it doesn't maybe always work that way, you know. And also,
no.
I feel like that it's your intention. I think that intention is very important when we're dealing with the spirit world. What is your intent? You know, because spirit knows our hearts. And so I think that intent is very important. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's almost more important than what you're actually asking for, because that's kind
right.
of the core of what you're asking for. And that's what I think that's what spirit responds to. So, yes, definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay, let's go ahead and get some calls on here with you. We have a couple more that want to speak to you, I think. So, 850, you're on. Hi. Whoop. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Karina.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
I don't know how to put this, but my nephew's getting married and my sister invited me, but I told her I couldn't afford to go, and I'm wondering, did she help me? And this time she didn't, and I'm just wondering, you know, what is she thinking? I mean, does she want me there, or?
So it's your sister-in-law is getting married?
No, my sister. No,
my
nephew
is getting married. Okay.
And you want to know if she really wants you to come.
Yeah.
Yes, she wants you to come, but you have some unfinished business. She's picking up on things from you that she doesn't know how to deal with. As if you reflect something in her that she's not ready to see yet.
Oh.
And that makes your relationship a bit difficult.
Oh, I wonder what that is.
But she does want you to come.
I told her I couldn't afford it, but she usually offers, and she didn't this time to help me with that.
You said you couldn't afford it, and she didn't offer to help?
Right.
Okay. She's feeling pressure around the wedding because there's so many things to do, and it's a lot of expenses.
Oh, okay.
And she's feeling a pull from many different people.
Mm-hmm.
Not only her own family. So she's feeling pressure from different people.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't feel that she has the freedom to
mm-hmm.
do things exactly the way she wants to.
Oh, that's what I thought.
But in her heart, she wants you to be there.
Yeah, I wish I could. It's far away.
Yeah, I understand. But in your heart, you can still be with her on that day, even if you don't go physically.
Mm-hmm. Well, with my nephew, he won't regret me not being there, would he? It's his wedding.
Sorry, your nephew? Will he regret
yes,
that
nephew.
You're not coming?
Mm. Yes.
He would like you to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told him I wasn't able to come. So. He's not going to hold it against me, is he?
No, he understands.
Okay.
He understands on a deeper level, as if inside him he knows that, and it's okay. He knows that you want to come, and that's more important.
Oh, okay. Because it's like, I didn't have the time to plan for it because it's happening within a couple of months. So, it's happening pretty fast.
Yeah, it's not so easy to plan for if you have to travel far and you need to save up to go as well. But
mm-hmm.
what you could do maybe during that day is that you can try to connect with them in your heart. You know, you just kind of really try to feel as if you're with them in spirit and then kind of feel like you're with them, because that's, even if you can't be there physically, then that's still like a nice connection to have with them. And
mm-hmm.
maybe like as if you're supporting them as well, because it's like a big day, so your sister's always going to be nervous and busy.
It's funny,
and all that.
That's what I told him. I say if I'm not there physically, I'll be there in spirit.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, because so I think that when you feel things like that, it's just that it's kind of your intuition telling you what you can do, because, well, sometimes we can't do exactly what we want, you know, in physical life and with the limitations that we have, but just being there in spirit. And I think that's really, if you're close, then it's just going to feel that, and that's really beautiful too.
Okay. Can you tell me more about the unfinished business, or...
Sorry, I couldn't hear
the unfinished business.
Unfinished business. No, I'm sorry. They don't want to say anything. I was trying to tune into it, and I just get like a blank. No, can't go there. So I got earlier when I said that, I got a feeling that it was as if something in you that reflects back on her, like something about her. So it's not actually about you or about her. It's, you know, how you can mirror people's feelings or emotions or things that kind of hold us back. So it's more one of those connections. So I think that if I didn't get any for information, it's probably because it's not the right time now. So maybe later there will be other things coming up, but it wasn't something that you do. It's more of a a reflection of something. So it's more, it has more to do with her.
Maybe when I talk to her, I'll kind of remind her or something, or I think that's probably what it is.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it's not something, you know, that you've done or haven't done as you should have. It's just like, you know, if someone is kind of reminds you of something that you need to deal with, and that's, so that's the
thing.
Okay,
I get it now.
Really.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of set. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate
thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate you calling in. Now, Karina, how would anybody get a hold of you if we want to check you out some more and get a hold of you? How would we do that?
Well, the easiest is probably my website. So that's Karina Lade, KarinaLadet.com. And I hang out a lot on Facebook as well, probably more than I should. So just type my name and you'll find me.
you're probably like a lot of people. I think a lot of people live on Facebook, and so they just stay there. And I just don't do the Facebook thing, but I just don't know. I just didn't ever get into it. So, but a lot of people do. So.
I think it's good to stay away as well. I did for a long time. I've only been on Facebook for about a year, and I was so against it, and I was like, never, never. And a friend said that, you know, especially if I want to meet, like, Swedish people, because I don't live in Sweden, so when I do the workshops, I try to connect with people who live there. And since I don't naturally, you know, meet them, my friend was saying, well, you know, everyone's on Facebook, so you have to be on Facebook. So I thought, okay, I'll give it a try. It's so much fun. So now I'm like, okay, you only have some time to go in, and then you have to do something else. So I try to, be careful.
find that balance. With that, but because a lot of, you know, that's how I was. I went in there, and then, you know, people said, well, you got to play this game, you got to do this, and I was like, okay, I'm spending way too much time, you know, in here working on a garden that's not real. So to me, that would just wasn't productive. Okay, so but a lot of people find that, you know, relaxing, and you know, everybody has to find their own niche in life and what's good for them. But I think we have time to take one more call here. Let's go ahead and get one more call on here with you. 727, I don't think we've spoke to you, so you're on there with Karina. Hi.
Oh, hello, Karina. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, I just have a question. I was wondering what you see coming up for my love life.
You need to get out of your head and go deeper into your body in order to have a strong, loving connection and a loving relationship.
Okay.
Because sometimes you think too hard, and when you meet someone or when you ask to meet someone, tune into the feeling you would like to have with this person or how you would like to feel in your body.
Okay.
So that the attention and so that you attract someone by being in this vibration of being in your body and having an open heart.
Right, okay.
And instead of thinking of what you would like, because it's as if your whole being isn't included in the process. It's as if it's just your head and your head. And it needs to sink in deeper so that your request and what you really ask for is something that you can feel in your body. When it comes to the kind of love you would like to feel, and also when it comes to other things that this man would represent or qualities he would have.
Okay.
Because when you embody that, that's when you can really attract it, because it's as if this man he can feel that, because the feeling you have in your body or the intention that you have in your body sends out energy, and he can pick up on that. But when it's only in your head, it kind of stays inside you.
Okay.
And try to make a conscious choice to start here and now, to ask and go into a deeper relationship, and try to detach yourself from the past so that you can see and imagine another type of relationship.
Right, okay.
Than what you have experienced in the past. Because every moment is a new moment, and you can start a new life every day. And it doesn't have to be as it was in the past. Because you're
right.
Growing, and you know yourself better and better. So use all the lessons you've learned and have and trust in the gifts that you have and in the beautiful person that you are, and know that you have so much to offer someone else in a relationship as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Thank you.
I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Yeah, so now, when you do your workshops, do you do those in person or do you offer those online, or how does that work for you? Or maybe that's something you might want to look at down the line. I mean, I don't know.
Well, actually, I do both, but I did an e-course about a year ago, and then I kind of transformed it into a kit, but now it's more like an e-course that you can do on your own. So I have like the online workshop, where people can just download videos and guided meditations and some explanations on how to connect with their guides. And then I also offer like a service where they do all these things and then they can also hang out with me a bit on Skype so that I can kind of guide them through certain stages if they need more help or like more support. And then I do the live workshops as well. But so far I've only done workshops in Sweden. It's a great excuse for me to go back to my home country.
Right, yeah.
And I'm probably going to do one in France this year as well. But my big dream is to be able to have them all over the world because that would be really awesome. I love traveling.
Right. Yeah, and I see that for you, you know, in your future as well. You know, I definitely keep seeing you in different places. I kept seeing you in a lot of, since we've been talking, I keep seeing you in a lot of airports in different countries, running through the airport, catching flights and stuff. So.
Wow, great. Well, thank
you. So I definitely see that, you know, and I actually see you offering things also more on, you know, maybe more stuff online as well, you know, more workshops online as well, where people could download that and do it in their own times as well. Because a lot of times, you know, a lot of people have busy lives, or at least we think we're busy.
That's true.
You know, we think we're too busy to do this or too busy to do that when we realize we're not really busy at all. So, and I think a lot of times, you know, people are a little nervous about going to workshops and things like that, you know, because there's other people. And I know I am nervous about doing that, but I'm getting better at it. You know, and being more open to community, because I think that community is very important as we advance forward into all the new energies that are coming on our planet. Because it's just gonna be. You know, I was talking to a friend earlier today, and actually was saying, hey, you know, because the one thing that's going on with us all at the same time is we're awakening, and our planet's awakening. So we're going through personal changes. And our planet as a whole, we're going through changes. And so that can be a little overwhelming because we're personally going through really fast changes and the world around us. And I don't know about you, but in the last couple of years, I have seen so many changes in our world that it is just amazing of some of the transformation that's going on our planet. You know, and that's just going to continue. And, you know, and what we need to do is just relax. I think that my advice to people today with all the changes that are coming on our planet is just have fun and relax, you know.
Yeah, that's great advice. I love that. Yeah, relax and have fun. Yeah, I think that really helps because it's going to be intense. So if we get all caught up in how stressful it's going to be. And I mean, there are a lot of really exciting changes as well. So, yeah, I think that's good. And I find it really, really important to spend a lot of time outside and like reconnecting with earth, like earth energies and that sort of thing as well, because it feels like really kind of high frequency buzzy sort of energy. So I find myself a lot like walking and just lying down on the grass or like trying to be outside a lot and just being in the elements and definitely.
That's the best grounding method that I use. When I can, I mean, it's been a little snowy where I've lived now, but when I can go out, you know, I take off my shoes and just ground on that bare grass and it's just that connection with Mother Earth, that I think is very important. And then there's a place, you know, you were talking about a place that you like to go and, you know, there's a place that I go, I call it like my meditation rock. And, you know, I go there and I just sit there and just listen to the birds chirping and the sounds around me, and there's just something about that. You know, if you haven't experienced that, it's just, you know, just being quiet and just listening to the wind and you know, all that noise of nature. There's something wonderful about that.
Yeah, definitely, and it's not complicated. I think that anyone can do that. You just go outside, and it kind of. It's so easy to be in the present moment and to be connected when you're in that kind of environment. So I think that's like a great meditation advice or something, because it's so simple and it doesn't have to be, it can be that simple. And Yeah, I think it's great, too, to get away from, like, computers and TV screens and all that and just, like, sit there and just be where, because I think that's what we really need as human beings as well. Like, we need to be more connected with the earth and with that energy, too.
Well, I think that as humans and as our technology has advanced on our planet so much, you know, a lot of people don't get outside anymore. I mean, they're on computers, they're in front of TVs playing video games or watching TV, you know, and I feel like in some ways we've disconnected with the spirit within us and by doing that. And I think that if we go out in nature, if we just disconnect for a little bit, you know, from that technology stuff and just go out there and just breathe for a minute, that would help.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it can be that simple just to go outside and not. Yeah, definitely. Because all this technology kind of takes us away from ourselves because we're busy communicating with others and like just busy. But we're not there.
Yeah, and we're not connecting. You know, a lot of times I tell people in reading sometimes of this, you know, a lot of times I say, you know, you're focused on everybody else, but you're missing one important ingredient, and that's you. And so, and it's easy, you know. I'm sure, you know, now you have a family, correct? You said?
Yes.
Okay. And I think, you know, probably with you, you could see this. You know, sometimes we get busy with family, we get busy with, you have a husband, you know, a lot of times, and then you're focused on them, and then at the end of the day, you might be worn out and tired and go, okay, wait, I need to focus on me and recharge my battery and, you know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we get just caught up on, you know, I know that was sometimes with readings, you know, when I have a day when my calendar's pretty packed, you know, the one thing that I got to be really careful about is that I don't drain myself. And then at the end of the day, I'm going, okay, I'm a little tired. And then I'm thinking, okay, wait, I haven't taken any time to me today, you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna focus on everybody else and not focusing on the one important thing, which is ourselves. And it's okay for us. I think the one thing that we really need to realize with us as a whole is it's okay for us to focus on us, you know, and to take care of ourselves. Would you agree with that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think that's really important. I think so many people really focus on other people all the time, and we don't even know what we need because we're so into other people's needs. So especially when you have like a job where you're really focused on other people. So yeah, I think that's really important because we're our most important assets. I mean, if we're not feeling good and balanced, then if we don't give ourselves what we need, then we can't really help other people as much as we would like to. So I think it's really important if we want to, you know, step up and do the work we're here to do. And I think that's true for everyone because you don't have to be like a psychic to do important work. I mean, it's all about, well, to me, it's all about, you know, feeling this loving connection and like spreading love, and you can you can be a cashier at the supermarket and spread love to everyone you meet. And to me, that's like more living your life's purpose than having a job that where other people find is important, but you're not present and you're not in your heart and you're not doing it with the right intention. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because we all have. You know, and I love that, what you just said about the love, because we all have that inside of us, you know, and that's easy just to let come out of us. But first of all, we have to love ourselves, and then that make that easier if we love ourselves, and then that comes out of us naturally. But hey, I appreciate you coming on. I'm going to let you go, but it's been wonderful. Hopefully you've enjoyed yourself. It was a pleasure having you here, so hopefully you've enjoyed yourself today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Michael. I was really touched when you got in touch with me, and I really loved talking to you and getting to know you a bit, too. And you have really nice listeners as well, so thank you very much. Yeah, I had a great time. It was great to talk.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, you know, you're always welcome back here, so if anything exciting going on in your life that you want to share with the world, just holler at us, and we'll get you on.
Thank you
also,
so much.
Before I let you go, I have something that I think I need to tell you as a reader. I don't normally do this, but it's like burning. My spirit guide keeps poking me to tell you this. Have you ever thought about a book?
yeah, but I just can't seem to, you know, find the time being busy and all that.
Okay, because the whole time, the reason I bring that up, the whole time that I've been talking to you, my spirit guide has been holding up a big, huge book, and I thought, okay, that's interesting.
Thank you so much. It's been kind of brewing inside me for years now, but it just I just never seem to be able to get to it. But I think it's probably because I have an image of what it's supposed to be like to write it, and I have to let go of that in order to just write it.
Yeah, I'm having the same problem. So, I know it's inside of me, but you know, I think that what happens is we get this is what it's supposed to look like, and this is what it's going to be about, instead of just letting it flow out of us. But I do see you having a book, I would say probably about a year or so.
Maybe really? Wow.
Yeah, so, all right.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. That is so sweet of you.
All right. Well, hey, I had no choice. He kept poking on me, so, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do that, huh?
Yeah, I had to get that out of me. But hey, I appreciate you so much. You have a wonderful evening there, all right?
Oh, thank you. Have a good day. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, if you would like to get hold of her, please check out her website. That information will be on our website for the show at www.spiritualtalkradio.net in the very near future. Hold on. I was wondering where I was getting noise from. Okay. And so, we do appreciate you being here today, and hopefully you got something out of it. Really check out our website, you know, and you know, one thing that I would love for you guys to do, I know that you have busy lives, and I know that it gets overwhelming sometimes, or it feels that way, but what I would love for you to do, any of the guests that I've had on, go to their contact pages, you know, drop them a line and say, hey, you know what, I heard you on spiritualtalkradio.net. I really appreciated you being there. I really got something out of that, because it helps them, and it also helps me to get them back here. Okay? So if you really like the guests here, you know, just drop them a line to encourage one another. You know, I think the one thing as we move forward, the one thing that I feel like that is really important is to encourage one another. We all have struggles. We all have things that we go through on a constant basis. And we have a world right now that in some ways feels like this gigantic pressure cooker that is just putting this pressure on us constantly, because we're going through major changes right now. And I want to talk about this in the next few minutes here with you. The one thing that I woke up feeling today, and this is one thing I wanted to share with you really quick, is relax. This was a message to me this morning, because I'm feeling the pressure. There's no way that you can't be on this planet and not feeling the pressure that is on our planet right now. Okay? And the other thing that I would tell you, you are changing inward as well. So there are two things going on right now, and I talked about this with Karina just a minute ago. You know, there's two things going on. You're awakening inside, so you're going through personal changes, okay? And those personal changes are probably heating up for a lot of you, okay? And so you're going through that, and then you're going through a world transformation, okay, at the same time. So you got two major changes going on at the same time. Well, no wonder you're a little all over the place. Okay? Because no wonder you're feeling that way. So the one thing that I would tell you to do, and the one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you to do, is breathe. Okay? Deep breathing is necessary right now as you go on in the rest of this year and as you go forward. The one thing that I would advise you to do is type into your search bar, type in deep breathing exercises, learn about deep breathing, learn about the benefits of it, and do it. We don't breathe right. We don't breathe deep enough. A lot of us breathe shallow. okay? Deep breathing is really necessary right now to work with these new Zen energies. So my advice to you is, and I'm going to be talking about this on an upcoming program really soon, but until then, what I would tell you to do today is go type into your search bar, type in deep breathing exercises, learn about it, learn the benefits of it, because it really would help. The other thing I want to tell you, and this is what they're telling me to tell you, and they're telling me to do this, and when I do it, I feel a whole lot better. We need to cut out caffeine. Okay, I know. Ow. I know. That hit a lot of people right between the eye, and they're going, ah, well, who are you to tell me what to do? I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just suggesting it. For me, when I drink water, I feel a whole lot better. I pick up a whole lot stronger. It does help. Any energy work that you have done, usually if you go to a Reiki master and you get Reiki work done, they'll give you a bottle of water because it replenishes your energy. The other thing that we're lacking in our bodies, electrolytes. I would stay away from Gatorade just because the only reason I have a problem with Gatorade is because it has a lot of sugar base there, which isn't good for you either. So what I would recommend to you to get electrolytes in your body is what they call smart water. I believe that it's available almost anywhere now. Check it out, all right? And those are things that would be helpful, would help you along your journey here. Because we're all having problems right now adjusting. And the one thing, do not be afraid of change. Our planet, you know, in the next few years are going to go through some really interesting changes. But those changes are necessary to get us to where we're going. Okay? So what you have to realize is change is just a part of life. We're changing constantly. Every second of the day, you're changing. So the best thing I can tell you is just go with the flow. If you're fighting the flow, have you ever been to a creek and the water's going one way and the current's going, you know, the current's pretty strong and you're trying to go the other way against the current? That's a little hard. Okay? It's just a fact. It's a little hard to go against that current because it's going one way and you're trying to fight it. That's what a lot of people are doing right now. Your spirituality is trying to flow through you and out of you. And you're fighting it. You're going against it. So try to just breathe. Okay? Just relax and breathe. And have fun. We take life too serious. And we take ourselves too serious. So just lighten up, relax, and just say, hey, you know what? Maybe nobody's going to get me, but I get me, and that's all that matters. And just be you. You know, let your hair down. You know, throw away those ties that we're always wearing and you know, presenting ourselves in some way that maybe it doesn't fit for us anymore. Because energies are changing constantly. You're changing constantly. And we're the things that used to work for us aren't working for us. So that's what we're having a hard time adjusting to. We're used to doing one thing a certain way, and now Spirit's saying, hey, it doesn't work that way anymore. So that's hard. You know, for a lot of us, teaching an old dog new tricks might be a little hard, but let's flow with Spirit, okay? Thank you so much for listening. Karina, thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure having you here. You have awesome energy, and you have an awesome adventure ahead of you. So you're always welcome back on this program. If you would like to get a hold of me on a personal level, you can do that by going to my website, www.spiritualawakening.com. If you would like to set up a reading with me, you'll find information how to do that. Also, please visit Karina's website. If you would like to set up a reading with her, you can find that information on her website. Okay? Check out upcoming guests. We do have some next week. Some awesome guests are coming. We're still moving forward, and I'm excited about what's ahead. Man, okay, if you're in the Springfield, Missouri area, please listen to me. If you're in the Springfield, Missouri area, or you can get to Springfield, Missouri, they do have an airport. You can fly in. you know, it might be a little strange for you to fly in there for a sporting event, but hey, you know, stuff happens. If you would like to come there, I will be there in a couple weeks. I'm excited. Overwhelming or something like that. I'm excited about being there. So I can always create words. But, you know, I'm excited. You can tell. So if you can join me there, that would be awesome. I would love to meet you face-to-face. If you are planning on coming, you might want to reserve a place. We are filling up pretty quick. And so if you are planning on being there, I would go to the website, www.spiritualawakening.com. Go to that front page and reserve your seat. I think I only have like about 5 seats left. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. I love you. Spirit loves you. More important than anything else, we're trying to get you to love you. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Hey, you know what? We got to give ourselves permission sometimes to experience spirit world. So give yourself permission to be all that you should be. Okay? All right. Bye-bye.
Permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission.
Fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
To live passionate and